GND Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Leadership Constant by Dr. Judy Morley, narrated by Susie Elfins. One, rethinking transitions. Change is inevitable, except from a vending machine. Robert Gallagher. Greek philosopher Heraclitus' famous statement about change being the only constant is as true today as it was 2,500 years ago. This may not be good news for most people. Humans have been conditioned to dread, fear, and avoid changes. Throughout human history, however, changes have always brought benefits. No growth, evolution, or advancement happens without change. The evolution of social structures, businesses, governments, and institutions throughout the millennia show that change has, indeed, been constant. Moreover, change has been the driving factor behind all progress. Change itself is neither inherently good or bad. All things are in flux, whether the rapidly multiplying cells of the body, changing seasons, shifting weather, or trending cultural movements. Everything is either growing or dying. All technological, cultural, and intellectual advancements stem from a constant energetic flow of change. As prevalent as change is, human beings are inherently uncomfortable with it. For something so fundamental, it is paradoxical and yet axiomatic that people resist it. The reasons for resistance include biological, psychological, and cultural factors. First, humans' biological makeup strives to maintain the status quo. To survive, bodies seek homeostasis, which is the state of remaining the same. On the macro level, homeostasis gives the illusion of inertia. However, it is not the absence of change, but actually, thousands of tiny changes happening so rapidly that they appear to be unmoving. Regardless of what's happening beneath the surface, all appearances point to business as usual. Additionally, human brains are wired to prefer repetitive tasks. The basal ganglia, located in the most primitive parts of the brain, enable people to perform routine tasks with minimal energy. This survival mechanism is the reason you can push a grocery cart, talk on a cell phone, avoid other shoppers, and solve a problem at work while still breathing and blinking. The basal ganglia ingrain habits so that much of your life happens on autopilot. If you've ever driven home from work and not remember doing it, you know what I mean. All this biological programming seems to keep us in a rut. Psychological factors also contribute to the human resistance to change. Comfort zones create the situations, attitudes, and sometimes physical places that feel safe, familiar, and calming. Comfort zones are a way to make sense of changes in life, creating almost mechanistic processes to get through day-to-day existence. Parents frequently create routines for children to help them feel secure, from brushing teeth to bath time to bedtime stories. Once you grew up, you probably not only continued these routines, but you also created more. Whether you are driving to work the same way every day, doing chores, or figuring out relationships, your comfort zones provide the feeling of mastery over your environment. The familiarity is a cornerstone to mental health and a sense of well-being. Third, cultural factors provide barriers to change. Although Americans claim to value innovation, most prefer the status quo. Culture changes slowly, and although each generation thinks they lead a cultural revolution, each so-called revolution is ultimately co-opted into the prevailing culture. No generation has a monopoly on either virtue or vice. Sexual promiscuity, violence, and the perception of decaying values are common to every era. In the 20th century, technological innovation masked the slow pace of cultural change. Penicillin, space travel,
sample complete. Ready to continue?